Liberty, you are listening to WGLZ. My name is Brooke, and today we are interviewing Ron Taflin. He is Senior Director of Global Supply Chain Applications at Thermo Fisher Scientific. So, how are you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing just fine. Thanks for having me today.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for being on air. So, I wanted to ask, what exactly do you do in your day-to-day job?
So let me describe the business a little bit, and maybe that'll help you. So Thermo Fisher Scientific, by nature, is a very large company. We make a lot of different products. We manufacture products, but we also distribute a lot of products as well. So I work for the distribution side of the business, and I like to think of us as the Amazon of science. So anything you want to get from a science or a research or a clinical or a healthcare, if you're in a business, if you're in a hospital, if you're a doctor's office, you can get from us. And even, you know, some of your colleagues or some of the fellow students that you have down at West Liberty, if you've ever dissected a frog, used microscopes, you would have more than likely ordered a lot of those products off of Thermo Fisher Scientific. So basically what I do for my job is I'm in charge of all the applications globally for supply chain. And what that basically is getting the products into our distribution facilities, into our warehouses, and then getting them out to the customers on a timely basis. So all those applications that do that, all the order entry applications, all the inventory applications, the shipping applications, have to work together to make sure we get the orders in on time, get them picked, packed, and boxed up, and then ultimately shipped to the customers on time on a daily basis. So in the distribution channel, just in North America, we ship about 180,000 packages a day. So pretty large, you know, a pretty large business and a lot going on a daily basis. So I'm in charge of all those applications that have to make sure that product gets to the customer on time.
I also wanted to ask you, what made you choose this career?
Well, it's funny. My dad was in information technology as well. So I started, actually I would go up and visit him. He worked for Weirton Steel. He was in the applications development and operations, and I would go up and visit him, you know, sometimes go up on lunchtime, and, you know, I saw what he did. So it was very interesting. So I just kind of started there, you know, when I was younger, and as I went to high school, I took a couple programming classes, and I found it interesting. And then that's what I majored in college. So I have a BS in computer science, dealt a lot with the application side. And today in computer science, you can do a lot of different things. You can be hardware, server-based. You can be web-based. You can be application development like myself. Or you can get into project management. So there's a lot of different areas that you can get into and be successful. So, but that's how I started. You know, I went and I visited my dad at work, and it just really intrigued me that, you know, computers, and back then, keep in mind, you know, I'm a little bit older, Brooke, and back then the computers were huge, and it was fascinating to see all the lights and to see all the tapes and all that type of stuff. But then, you know, as the computers and information technology grew, it just became more and more interesting to me. So, and I love the way that you write a program and it goes and controls something that's happening out there in the warehouse, or something that's happening for a customer service representative to enter an order more efficiently, or just so it was always very exciting to me.
So you're the senior director. Did you work your way up to this position, or have you just always been there?
Nope. I started with the company. I've been with the company for almost 28 years now. I started in 1992, had a couple other jobs before that. But I started as a programmer. I was actually writing the code. I did a lot of coding in the purchasing application, a lot in the order entry application, so I was a coder. I did a lot of COBOL. Not sure what, you know, colleges or universities still teach some of the legacy technologies like COBOL and JCL and all that type of stuff. But, no, I started as a programmer way back in the day in 1992, and obviously just worked at it, worked hard at it, and ultimately got into the management side. But to this day, if they still need someone to help out, I still look at code. I can still debug if there seems to be a problem, or I can pitch in and help out code if I still, you know, get called upon to do such a thing. But started as a programmer, went to a senior programmer, went to supervisor, manager, senior manager, director, and then ultimately to senior director. And, you know, I think the one thing, Brooke, as you go through a career and stuff like that, a job is a job. A job is what you make it as well, but it's the people too. I think that's the one thing that's kept me so, I guess enamored with this company is I have a lot of great friends that work here to this day after 28 years, and it's the people that keep you coming back to a job, not necessarily the job itself, but that's the one thing I've learned over the years is I want to be here and I want everybody to be successful, and, you know, my colleagues and my friends. So that's what's kept me at the company for so long.
So as a senior director, has there been any, like, big problems that you've, like, fixed?
Yeah, actually, we had a major outage at the end of June, beginning of July this year. So what happened, it was kind of interesting. We just had an outage where we had some servers, a lot of servers go down. And so there was just a big group of people that needed to be here and be on site, basically nonstop for almost 2 weeks to get the servers up, get them running, rectified. We actually had some problems with some of the disk drives and stuff like that. But nonetheless, it was a major, major outage for us. But we came together rather quickly and recovered rather quickly and didn't interfere with the business very much. So it was good. But that's where you learn, that's where you learn who the people are that are really making a contribution, who want to be there, who want to help, whether it's 24 hours a day. And it's also you learn who knows what about the business, who knows what about the applications, and those ultimately become your go-to people. So an outage is a bad thing, but you learn a lot about people, their knowledge, and just their energy to get things rectified during situations like that.
I wanted to ask, what is the hardest part of your job?
On time, on budget. So, and we have to do that on a global scale. So that's a bit of a challenge every day. We just have to stay focused and make sure we deliver.
Okay. Has your job, like, taken you anywhere, like, outside of the local area?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I travel, I travel globally. I've been to Europe a few times, France, Germany, Belgium, the UK. I've also been to Canada, quite a few times as well. Ottawa, the capital city, we have a central office up there. And then, I've been all over the states to our different facilities and whatnot. So that's primarily it for now. I know I've probably got to get to Asia Pacific and some places, over in the Far East, but I just haven't made it there yet. So. But traveling's good, traveling's fun, seeing different sites and stuff like that, but it's also very busy to, get in the office, spend a lot of time in the office at the different places, and then try and see some sites after. Makes for a bit of a long day.
So why do you travel to these other places? Like,
First of all, I have responsibilities. I have people that work at those other places, so I like to be able to connect with them and make sure they're good and they feel part of the team, because it's a dispersed team, right? We have people all over the world, so just making sure we're all connected, and they have projects there as well, and then just making sure I visit the other leads from the business and making sure that information technology, our department, is aligned with the business needs across the globe. So that's my primary function when I travel to other places.
Do you have a favorite place you've ever traveled?
I do like Canada. I mean, Ottawa is very pretty, the capital city. Very, very pretty up there, very nice. The UK is very nice as well. And then France. We were in, I can't remember the name of the city, but just a beautiful, the cathedral in the city was huge. It was very nice, very, very, very beautiful. France is probably nice. I mean, everybody talks about France and how pretty it is, and it really is. You see a lot of old architecture, a lot of old buildings, but everything's very, very beautiful there.
So when you travel, do you ever get a chance to take your family with you?
I did take them to San Francisco one time, so that was many, many years ago. Did have the opportunity. I worked for a while, then the family met me out there, so we spent some, a weekend in San Francisco seeing the sights and doing things there as a family, so that was nice.
So with Thermo Fisher Scientific, do they work with any other companies?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We work with a lot of companies. We have – many, many suppliers that we house the products for those suppliers, and we distribute on their behalf, because a lot of manufacturers don't want to take on the distribution part of the job, so we take their products into our warehouses. So there are, we have about 1,200 active suppliers we work with on a daily basis in the States. And then we have a ton of customers. We have almost 345,000 shipping locations just in the United States alone. So, you know, we have a lot of companies, a lot of pharmaceutical companies, a lot of hospitals that are very large companies that, you know, if I said some names, you would obviously recognize them, Bayer and some of the other ones that, you know, are just very large pharmaceutical companies that are big customers of ours, Eli Lilly, Bayer, and some others. So we work with those all those companies on a daily basis.
So for someone looking to do the same thing you do mm-hmm. later in their life, what is some advice you would give them?
Well, I think you know, obviously a little bit of a technology background, you would have to have that. So your major in college would be something information management, information technology, computer science, something along that way. And then, you know, get into a company where you're going to learn, you're going to grow. But I always tell this to people, Brooke, is be excited about what you do, have some energy, and always do what you say you're going to do. So what I mean by that is if I ask somebody to do something or you're asked to do something, just make sure you do it, right? Follow through and have the energy, and don't have your boss or whoever you report to, your authority figure, have to ask you if something's done. You're already done with it. You're going to go tell them, hey, I'm done, and, you know, I need something else to do. So have energy and just get into a field that you really, really enjoy and like.
All right, this might be a little silly question, but is there like an age limit to work there?
Nope. We have people that start right out of high school in some of the different areas within the company, and then, you know, there are people that have worked at this company for 45 years, 50 years. So that's a nice thing to see, because then you know that it's a good company that people like to work for. So pretty much high school graduates up and through just about as long as you want to work as an individual, because we're a growing company and we've been very successful as a company. So there's always a lot to do here.
All right. I want to wrap this up with one last question. What is your favorite part about working there?
The people. You know, I think I touched on it earlier. I have a lot of good friends in my personal life, but I have a lot of good friends here too. So, you know, we come in here, we work hard, but we have fun. We have some laughs once in a while. So it's the people, it's the camaraderie and the friendships you build over the year that keep you coming back.
All right. Thanks for having an interview with us today, Ron.
All right. Thanks, Brooke. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.